And that's it for Comedy Classics.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Norris. The do-it-yourself man is dangerous enough around the house, but aboard a ship, he is complete disaster, as Mr. Phillips discovers when he has a little trouble with the plumbing in his cabin and calls in unable assistance.
Now, that's a pity, Tiddy. That's definitely a pity, Tiddy.
I thought you two said you could fix it.
We did, sir. The chief has just fixed it. Forever. Merely a temporary setback, Tiddy. Obviously, I don't know my own strength.
No, chief. But Mr. Phillips' washbasin does. Now.
But there's no need to panic. Of course, there might be a slight delay, sir. What we need now is a new bit of lead pipe.
Well, then get some.
I will do, Mr. Phillips, sir, but it may take a bit of time.
You see, sir, there's plenty of lead on the roof of the Admiral's office, but we can't get at it until he goes out.
Exactly. Belt up!
Sorry, pardon, Chief.
Oh, no, come on, you chaps. You've got to do something about my bunged-up drain hole.
One is doing one's best to help, sir. But it is not often in the Royal Navy one finds one is asked by one's officer and superior to come and rescue his Mickey Mouse toothbrush because it's gone down his plug hole.
No, I suppose it isn't. You see, I just dropped it in the wash basin with the water running, and the next thing, gloomp, plop, bye-bye, Mickey.
No, not entirely bye-bye, Mickey. No, sir, no. No, you must have been running the hot water because Mickey has melted his little nylon self and is now jammed halfway up your U-bend.
Nasty.
For Mickey, sir, very. His handle is all of a stack rigid in your gurgle gurgle soap suds. We can't budge him.
But you must. You've got to get that toothbrush out somehow.
Oh, Mr. Mouse has a sentimental value, has he, sir? Sort of handed down through the family, like.
Yeah. No. I just mean that I don't want to have to report to number one that my Mickey is jammed halfway up my U-bend. Laugh himself stupid.
Yes, I do see the problematical, sir. Unfortunately, in undoing the waste trap to rescue the little chap, Abel Simon, Tiddy and I do seem to have done the lead pipe a grave mischance and a severe disaster, sir.
I never touched it.
According to my official report, you did.
Oh, clumsy of me, wasn't it?
Very.
Couldn't you just stick something round it so it doesn't leak? It's not much of a hole, is it?
Well, try it for yourself, sir.
All right, I will. Ah, what are you talking about? It's perfectly all right. It's not leaking in the slightest. Turn it off. My shoes are soaked. Quick, my feet are drowning.
Well, you know what size hole it is now, don't you, sir?
Yeah, the flaming big one.
Mr. Phillips, I wonder if...
Oh, dear, what a mess. Have you been playing with your toy boat in the wash basin again?
No, I haven't, Mr. Murray. It's these two. They've been trying to extract the Mickey.
Very successfully. Very successfully, apparently.
No, far from it. My U-bend is still jammed. I mean, I've got a leaky trap.
Oh, dear. Perhaps the M.O. could fix you up with a little something you'll regret after your next hot cup of tea.
Not likely. I'm not reporting to him in soggy shoes and trousers. He might get the... Nice of you to see you, sir. Some other time. I'm just busy at the moment.
Yes, you are, Mr. Phillips. In fact, we all are. Where to put to sea at once?
Oh, we can't go yet, sir. Not until it's dark, because the chief has got to go up on the roof of the Admiral's office.
Call cap!
Certainly. Over and out.
Well, come on, up on the bridge, Mr. Phillips, and you, chief. Where do you have to go, Tiddy?
Well, sir, most trips I spend on the WT.
Well, Perhaps the M.O. could fix you up with something. Same time as he sorts Mr. Phillips out.
I meant in the radio room, sir.
Oh, sorry, pardon. Right, on the bridge, you two.
Just a minute, sir. Where are we going?
Oh, I think I'll keep that to myself until we've sailed.
Hello. Hello, it's a big one. Here, he knows if he tells us now, Pert, we may accidentally miss it and be waving you ta-ta lads from the dock.
Yeah, exactly. Up on the bridge, gentlemen. Up on the bridge.
Now then, left hand down a bit.
Why?
I beg your pardon, Pertwee.
Why left hand down a bit? Yeah, you've heard where we're going, haven't you?
No, of course I haven't.
Now, come on, sir, come on. Oh, no, look, you must know. How can you navigate if you don't know where you're going?
Well, let's face it, Chief, he can't navigate even when he does know where he's going.
Exactly. Now, there was a stab in lovable Leslie's back there somewhere.
No, it's quite true, Chief. Mr. Phillips doesn't know where we're going.
Doesn't he? Then why did he order left hand down a bit, may I ask?
Because when in doubt, he always does.
Oh.
See?
Yeah. I still hope your Mickey Mouse never comes out of his hole.
His what?
Never mind. Purely personal matter, sir.
Are you sure?
I hope so, sir.
If you don't believe him, Mr. Murray, sir, ask his waterlogged boots.
Pertwee!
Left hand down a bit at least, sir, as ordered, sir.
Look, what's been going on? You two have been up to something. I suspected it all morning. You must be guilty. I recognize those innocent expressions. It's something to do with the wash basin in your cabin, isn't it?
The wash basin in my cabin, sir? What on earth gave you that idea? I mean,
bridge, number one speaking.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, chaplain.
Well, what is it?
Oh, nothing really. Nobody's told me where we're going or what we're doing. And I just got bored, so I thought I'd give you a bit of a buzz. Just for a bit of company, like, you see. Been a funny old sort of day, hasn't it?
Now, look here, Goldstein.
Cold, but bright. Anything happening up your end?
Well, not really, just Mr. Phillips. Then I'll stop this at once, Goldstein. I've got far too much to do to waste time naffing to you about the weather.
Well, suit yourself, sir. Just thought you might like to know that we appear to be shipping water somewhere.
Well, I'm not in the slightest bit... Well, what?
I thought that'd get you going.
Goldstein, what's going on?
Well, I'm not sure, really, but we seem to be pumping an awful lot of dirty water over the side. It's just below Mr. Phillips' cabin, sir.
What?
Don't look now, sir, but I have a nasty feeling that Mickey Mouse has gone walkies down the pipe and blocked it up for the people in the flat downstairs.
But that's the boiler room. Oh, be quiet, you two. I can't hear Goldstein.
Oh, it's all right, sir. It seems to have stopped now. Funny, that. Oh, it must have been one of the engineering lot doing his smalls. Yakida.
Yakida. Well?
I nearly forgot, sir. Where are we going?
Never you mind.
Oh, suit yourself, sir. But how am I supposed to act as a lookout if I don't even know what I'm supposed to be looking out for? Potty, that is. But then the English are. See you on the rocks.
Go see. I'll have him. So help me, I'll have him. One of these days, I'll boot him one in his Ronda rompers.
Let him right and proper too, sir. Where are we going?
Oh, not far. Shouldn't take us long. In the meantime, full ahead both.
I know, enough is enough. We're not steaming so much as an inch more until Leslie knows where Leslie is going.
Coupled with the name of CPO Pertwee.
Oh, very well. I suppose we're far enough away from the harbour now. You can't possibly jump over the side and swim for it from here.
Oh, no. They're testing a new missile. Are we the target? I can feel it in my bones.
Don't be ridiculous. We're on a sort of rescue operation.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a certain launch has broken down and we have to tow it back. That's all.
Whose launch?
Well, officially, it's more of a barge.
What do you mean by... Ah!
Oh, no! It's the Admiral's barge, isn't it? Now, wait. If that's all it is, why didn't you tell us before? Who's on it?
Oh, the Admiral and Rear Admiral Ironbridge and,
Go on, sir. If you dare.
Well, Captain Povey, actually.
Lummy, when it comes to O Nasties, we've got the jackpot.
Right you are, Mr. Phillips, sir. Permission to desert, sir. Just lend me a sea boat and I'll be back in a year or two.
Now, stand fast, Chief.
Yes, after all, they've only broken down. We haven't hit them.
Yet.
That's a point.
Oh, stop being such cowardy custards, the pair of you. Just because they're superior officers, no need to panic. They're just ordinary human beings like everybody else.
Yes. Of course.
I mean, they eat, sleep, and breathe like all of us, don't they?
Yes. Mm. Of course.
There's nothing unusual about them. They're just... men? Aren't they? Chaps?
Yes, well, that's convinced you, sir. Now convince us.
Yes, and if it's all that ordinary, why didn't you tell us before we sailed?
I'll tell you why, sir. Because there's something else he's afraid to tell us. 6 to 4, the Admiral's barge is stuffed full of bombs that have gone rotten and blow up at any time.
Pertwee!
Well, else the Admiral, Rear Admiral Roundbridge, and Captain Povey have all caught something highly contagious that wipes out entire nations overnight! Wipes them out overnight! Sorry, lads. Sorry, lads. There's no antidote. Just lay about on the deck, lads, till first your hair falls out. And then your arms drop off. And then you...
Now, Pertwee.
Not a drum was heard. Not a solitary beat. But for the clatter of the chap's choppers falling at their feet.
Oh, shut up.
I don't think I feel very well.
Ah, you see? There you are. It started, didn't it? It started. Stretch about, arts. Over here, lads. I've got the first one.
Perky, will you stop that? There's nothing wrong with the top brass on the barge. They're perfectly fit.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, if it's not bombs and not something catching, well, why shouldn't you tell us before, Mr. Murray?
Because I didn't want you lot roaring your heads off all round the dockyard and getting a giggle at the Admiral's expense. It's a bit embarrassing for him to go out in his own boat, break down, and have to radio for a tow.
Oh, of course it isn't, sir.
Could happen to anyone, sir.
You see? I knew that's what would happen. What's it now, Goldstein?
Well, whilst you've been busy chatting amongst yourselves, I presume you've noticed the three old gentlemen in the Spronsy boat dead ahead, sir.
What?
I presumed wrong, didn't I?
Quick, Pertwee, get the, well?
I forgot to mention it, sir. They're sinking fast.
Pertwee, man the boats.
Man the boats, sir.
Throw out life rafts. Get those three aboard and save the Admiral's barge. Unless you want us all to spend the rest of our service puff paying for a new one.
Hello, Captain Purvey's office.
Hello, Missy. This is intelligence speaking.
Well, you could certainly have fooled me.
Could I, Missy? Most people don't believe it, you know.
I wonder why. Well, now, is there something I can do for you?
Oh, stop encouraging me. Commander Basewell wants to work with Captain Povey.
But he's not here.
Putting you through now, Missy.
Oh, no, wait. Captain Povey's out with the...
Hello, Commander Bracewell here.
Oh, Captain Povey's office, Commander.
Good gracious, your voice is broken at last, Povey, old man. the wrong way.
This is Captain Purvis' secretary, sir.
Oh, thank heaven for that. My word, you gave me an ugly turn there, what? Is old Thunder Guts about?
No, sir.
Oh, blast. Trust him to miss all the fun.
I don't think he is, sir, actually. Last heard of, he was sinking rapidly.
Come off it. He's been completely sunk for years. Obviously, you haven't heard. Troutbridge has picked him up, the Admiral and Rear Admiral Ironbridge.
Really? How much was the ransom?
My reaction exactly.
Well, where are they now, sir?
We had a radio signal from Troutbridge saying they'd picked up the three of them, but since then there's been complete radio silence.
Oh, dear. I know what that means.
What?
They've dropped another clanger and they're hoping to sort it out before they chat to anyone.
Oh, Lord. You don't think they've sunk themselves as well, do you?
Sink Troutbridge, sir. Any ship that can stay afloat as long as she has with that crew aboard must be completely sink-proof.
You've got a point there.
I wonder what has happened to
us. Well, any luck, we'll never know. But I've the most dreadful suspicion that we will. My word, somebody's for the chop this time, all right. Court martials by the hundred, I shouldn't wonder. Should be back the fun.
You know, you're warped.
I really can't apologize enough, Admiral.
Oh, right you are, Povey. You were the twit who reckoned the engine of my blasted barge was running too fast and you could cure it. Well, you blasted did. You stopped it dead forever.
But I was only trying to help, sir.
Then take it from me, Povey, you didn't.
Well, I did my best, sir.
Did you? Next time, don't meddle.
Excuse me, Admiral.
Certainly. I'm not speaking to you either, Sir Hoppet.
No, I just wanted to say that we've hoisted your barge inboard, sir, and secured it.
Secured it? Well, what have you done? Chopped up what's left and made it up into bundles of firewood?
Not exactly, sir. You'll be pleased to learn that the damage appears to be only superficial.
No, not to me, it isn't. I ache all over.
Oh, well, perhaps you'd like to come down to the wardroom for a cup of sweet tea, sir.
You're completely potty, Povey. I want several large gins, and you're paying for every drop.
Oh, very well, sir. A pleasure, sir. Think I'll join you.
No, you won't. You'll just stand around waiting to pay and to catch me when I fall down. Come on. Oh, do get out of me blasted way, some of you. I'm an admiral, so I don't walk round people. I walk over them.
Quick, number one. Get this ship underway and back to Portsmouth before he costs me a fortune.
Yeah, aye, aye, sir.
Povey! Get a move on. I want your wallet.
You're coming, Admiral.
Mr. Phillips, Chief, up on the bridge, quick.
Aye, aye, sir.
At the double, sir. Head us back to Pompey as quick as you can.
Aye, aye, sir. Now then, now, let me think. Now, let me see. Now, it must be,
Pompey is over that way, sir.
Oh, thanks very much, yes.
Hurry, Mr. Phillips, hurry!
You soon have us underway now, sir. Now then, now, where's the starter?
Any minute now, he'll tell me to get out and crank it. Oh, Lord, look, just leave it to me, sir.
Right, jolly kind. Full ahead both, Chief.
Full ahead both it is, sir. At last. You know, Mr. Phillips, I'm sure you'd be a lot happier if frigates were still horse-drawn.
Yes, I would. Oh, very funny. You're pulling lovable Leslie's leg, aren't you?
Of course he's not, sir. No. No, look, you've heard of seahorses, haven't you?
Well, yes, but... Do you mean frigates really were once drawn by horses?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, sir, yeah. The Navy kept hundreds of them, sir. That's why ratings are really called stable seamen.
Oh, I see. They were the ones who looked after the horses.
Oh, don't do it to him, Chief. It's not fair.
And, of course, Mr. Phillips, sir, of course, the sailors in charge of the horses' grub store, sir, they were called hable seamen.
Now, isn't that fascinating? You learn something new every day, don't you? You know, when I've seen pictures of those old ships with that long pole sticking out in front, I've often wondered what it was for, you know? It must have been the shaft for the horses.
You see? I've done it now. He believes every word. Never mind all that duff guff, Mr. Phillips. Get us back to Portsmouth.
What? Oh, yes, of course, yes. Gee up, Chief. Manners? I mean, what did that?
Our engine, sir. And I have a dreadful suspicion I know why.
What?
Mr. Mickey Mouse has found one bit of vital pipe he just couldn't get through.
Oh, lummy. Bridge?
What's happened then? Mr. Phillips asked for too much speed and broken our elastic.
Now, that'll do, Goldstein. What's happened? Where's my lifeboat station? I demand to be rescued. We're going down. I can feel it. I'm a married man. I must be saved. I've got to mend the latch on the side gate on Saturday. Where's my life jacket? Help!
Now, look, calm down, Captain Povey, sir. Calm down. There's no danger. No danger at all,
obviously,
sir.
Not. Or Pertwee wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
he'd be a little speck in a rowing boat on the horizon.
Yeah, quite. No, just a spot of trouble in the boiler room, sir.
Oh, is that all?
They'll blow up. Quiet. Listen. Can't you hear it rumbling? The pressure is building. Something will have to give in a minute. I can feel it.
What? Oh, nasty. Here, have some bicarbonate, sir.
Oh, shut up. No, it's perfectly all right, Captain Povey, sir. There's no danger at all.
Oh, I don't know, sir.
Quite sure. Well, yes, sir. It's probably some temporary blockage in one of the main water pipes.
Which may or may not be all that temporary.
Ah, I see. Trust you. First you bash the Admiral's barge to bits, and now this. Well, I'm going back to the wardroom to give the Admiral a full report, and I shall tell him it's entirely your fault through lack of proper maintenance.
He'd rather you didn't bother, actually.
Why don't you just have another round of drinks, sir?
This time on Mr. Murray, sir.
Yes, that's it. Pertwee, will you stop spending my money for me?
Yes.
No, thanks. Just radio Portsmouth for assistance and report to my office first thing tomorrow morning. All three of you.
Morning, Heather.
Don't bother to answer that, because we know it isn't.
Even if it is probably our last.
Oh, hello, boys. Three men had to row to Portsmouth. One man, two men, and their chief had to row to...
We've had all the funny jokes we need about yesterday, actually.
We've been asked if our clockwork broke.
Yes, and it has been suggested that if we'd saved another three books of stamps, we could have had a motor for our toy boat.
Well, you're not exactly amongst friends this morning. The Admiral is there with Captain Povey, and they're waiting for you.
Shall we go straight into Captain Povey's office, Heather?
Yes, do. Believe me. You aren't half expected.
I bet your great-great-grandmother sat at the foot of the guillotine knitting.
Not likely. Why should she darn socks and miss all the fun?
Oh, charming.
At last. Well, any of you fools got a hip flask? I had to get to this idiot's office so blasted early, I missed breakfast.
My secretary would be only too pleased to make you a pot of tea and a piece of toast, Admiral.
If she does, I shall pour it over her and fill her blouse full of burnt breadcrumbs. I was talking about breakfast, not food, you clot.
Sorry, Admiral.
Nothing doing, I'm afraid.
Admiral, these are the fools who rammed your barge and then almost wrecked their engines and had us stranded at sea through filling up a main water pipe to their boilers with a Mickey Mouse toothbrush.
Are they really? Well, congratulations, chaps. Good show.
Eh? What? Pardon?
Going to cost the government a bob or two, of course, but we're jolly grateful to you.
What? Well, I don't understand. This is ridiculous.
Oh, don't be a nautical nit all your life, Povey. These splendid sailors have found a fault in the design of our ships. Now we can put it right. Just what sort of nanas would the British Navy have looked if they'd had to ask an enemy to stop the battle for a minute because they'd got Mickey Mouse toothbrushes stuck down their plug holes? Right, so, we're altering the diameter of all the plug holes in the cabin wash basins of every ship in the entire fleet.
Gosh. Well done, Mickey. Incidentally, does anybody know how he is after his trip?
Well, I spoke to the dockyard workers as they were trying to fish him out earlier this morning, sir. Mr. Michael Mouse is a trifle warped, but as well as can be expected, sir.
Oh, good, good. Remind me to send some grapes.
This is ludicrous.
Povey, shut your great gawping cake hole. You're in enough muck already.
Me, sir?
You, sir.
How can I be in trouble, sir?
Well, it's simple. You're only a captain and I'm an admiral. That's all it takes. That and hazarding my barge by fiddling with a blasted engine when I wasn't looking.
I was only trying...
Then trying to get me half-stoned in the wardroom of Troutbridge so that I'd forget it. And I heard you telling the steward to put all the drinks on Mr. Phillips' account.
What?
Now, don't panic, Phyllis. I told the steward to buy them straight back on Povey's account with 6 bottles of champagne as a present to the wardroom from him.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Now, come on, you lot. Oh, get out of me blasted way, some of you. I'm off. We'll never get one here.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips and Stephen Murray have been Bunging Up the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Wren Chasen was played by Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Daniel Evans, Commander Bracewell was Michael Bates, and Abel Seaman Tiddy was Laurie Wyman. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.
And there we say goodbye to the Navy Lark. Meanwhile...
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run?
Yes, next Sunday at 5, our comedy classic takes us back to Warmington-on-Sea to renew acquaintance with Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn and Company in Dad's Army.
Because who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
Dad's Army, our comedy classic at 5 o'clock next Sunday.